You absolutely cannot tell a book by its cover, but you can certainly tell a friend of agriculture in Idaho based upon what they are drinking. Now there's a statement that demands clarification. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
Barley growers in Idaho are highly reliant on beer drinkers to make a living. My contention is that being an IPA lover as I am doing everything I can to support our barley producers. Let me take that one step further. I'm doing a lot more than you folks out there who prefer a Bud Light or a Silver Bullet Coors. I'm not being politically incorrect. I'm just being honest. Here is Kelly Olson, administrator of the Idaho Barley Commission, to explain and back up my theory.
There are segments of the beer industry in the U.S. that have done quite well. The craft segment, albeit small, about 6 to 7% of overall beer sales in the U.S. fall into this category. They use all malt, whereas Budweiser's and Coors use a combination of malt and what's called adjunct, cheaper sources of starch, corn, or rice. So these craft guys, while small in terms of overall sales volume, use a lot of malt. And we think that they use as much as 21% of all the malt produced in this country. And that's barley we're talking about. So the fact that that segment has been doing well the last few years, even when overall U.S. beer sales have been down, bodes well for barley and malt demand.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.